Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host and speaker is Philip Finger Ajisafe. Today's topic of discussion is the wondrous working power. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We welcome everyone of us to this segment of this broadcast, The Wonder Working Power. The Wonder Working Power. Before we proceed in this conversation, we have to take into consideration the real objective of that topic, which is power. And to give us a clear understanding, I will appeal to the knowledge of good science. So our listener just wants us to know that we are talking in perspective of Scripture, the Holy Bible, because we believe in God and we acknowledge Him to be the creator of all things seen and unseen. Having said that, and as our presenter just put it, the wonder working power. That is, there is power. Or let me say, there are many powers, but there is the power that can work wonders. By appeal to knowledge of our physical science, physics, we know in physics, power is being defined as work done, divided by time. That is, power is the rate at which work is performed or energy transfer. And that we have to define what is work. That is, amount of energy transfer by a force. That is, if you want to, we are not in this physics class, but to just get our knowledge about what we are trying to discuss. By the time we just put it in perspective of the Holy Scripture. When we talk about mechanical advantage, load divided by effort. Having said that, we would like to go into the Scripture. But I want us to keep in mind the definition of power as related to physical science. So by the time we go into the Scripture and be given us the illumination about this power that I'm talking about, that we are talking about right now, will be armed and be able to put our trust in this. Because in the natural physical science, we find out, even as the definition just given to us, there are limitations to this power of human science as defined by work done by time. Our beginning must have an end. But this power that I'm talking about, it has come out by Creator himself, and it needs extraordinary faith to believe, to entrust our life in it. We will see as we go in. We know that if thought can be subdued by reason, if their consequences are calmly considered, then power on earth can stop an idea whose time has come. In one time, the revolutionary leader in West Africa said, before his assassination, name is Captain Thomas Sankara, he said, "You can kill a revolutionary, but there's no one that can kill an idea." So listen, I'm just trying to break down this concept of the wonder working power. You know, like I said, this wonder working power. That is a power, or the power absolute, that can divide our logic. There is power in automobile that gives the vehicle to move and to accelerate. Even there is power to put that, able to put it to a stop. Considering what we have just said, that is no power on earth can stop an idea whose time has come. This is the Prime Minister saying. In the Word of God, we remember how God miraculously delivered the children of Israelite from slavery, or from the taskmaster in Egypt. The Bible said, with strong hand, God delivered them. So the Bible believers, we know how God miraculously divided the Red Sea. But there is a mission. When we put this thing in perspective to the definition of conventional science, physics, divine powers worked on, divided by time, we will see a clear picture. That for creationists, as opposed to those that say there is no God, or as opposed to the evolution. There is no debate in the concept of God as women believe in it. It's either a choice. which I can call a religion. Power. Work. That is, to perform a work, you need some energy, force, combined to a distance. Power involves work done within a specific time. When we talk about power of man, we see how useless it is. When God divided the Red Sea, how he miraculously led his children through the dry ground. But now, when we want to talk about the wonder working power, to perform a work, you must have a reason why you want to do this work. God said that if thought can be subdued by reason, if their consequences are calmly considered. God was fulfilling his promises and covenants with the people or the children of Israelites. I want us to consider our life as a journey in this world. I used to say, life is not about money, but it is about meaning. And I would like us to agree with me that we always have reason even to justify our effort, which can be work that we perform under the load. Talk about purpose in life. You will find out that there is a limitation to this physical science definition of power. Because we have to know that most of our thoughts, most of our thinking are not necessarily belong to us, but it is external. Of course, we try to take credit for everything. And we always, as a humanity, we always try to make senses in everything. Even if we don't understand, arrogantly, we try to give meaning and forget that any nonsense of the knowledge. You know, that is one of the most heady and sobering thoughts with counterintuitive motion that many times we cannot honestly answer the question, why did you do that? You know, let me read this thing before I go. Some statement that I just jotted down before I quickly go into the wonder working power. Why did you do that? Brain researcher has researched a leading counterintuitive notion that many times we cannot honestly answer that question. Our actions originate outside of our awareness. Consciousness plays little part in determining how we respond to many aspects of the world around us. This is a heady and sobering thought. We don't so much make a decision as our brain makes them for us. When we claim conscious ownership of the actions performed by our brain, we act like a proud parent of gifted child, taking credit for the child's performances, even though we only provided the necessary conditions for that brilliancy. The wonder working power. I choose the Israelites, the children of Israel, to explain and to give us the reason why we have to put our total trust in God's power. Just like that statement I just read for us. And do not deceive ourselves or entrust all our work performances to so-called definition of science. As Israelites were journeying to their promised land, remember I said, life is not about, because just as the definition said, work done by time determine the power. But sometimes, if the work does not accomplish, we were limited to that small power, then it is not completed. We still yearning. God allowed the Israelites to send the spy to the promised land. We remember, as a parent spies discouraged their people because of what they saw. And the two spies, remember all these 12 spies went to the same place, saw the same thing, but the report of these 12 were not the same. I'm talking about wonder working power. Even the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm that even as Psalm 34, verse 10, that the children of lions, as powerful as they are, suffer hunger. Tells me that human power is limited. In the scripture, when the Israelites got to the promised land, because life is a journey, purpose is a journey, age does not determine how far we have gone in that journey of life, but it just giving us how long we have been in the journey. I want to quickly paraphrase all this point that I was giving us. The Israelites had to go to the promised land, fall the giant over there, and take over the land given to them by promise by God. But there are something that look very, very great compared to their own power. Remember, like I said, you have to use your reason to subdue thoughts. And when you put your trust in God, you must bypass our reason. We have to go by relationship, not even by religion. The false victory God has been giving to them is to let them know that they do not have to agree with their thoughts and their feelings and even their reasons every time, but by faith. Because their false account and that land warfare with a giant described in the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11. In that day, the Bible was describing one of the kings of that Canaanite that his birth stead was an iron birth stead. At that time, it's not common. You can find this thing because of my time in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11. Secondly, if you go to Joshua 17, verse 17 to 18, let me quickly read that. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one Lord, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and his father's accent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." You can see this divine our logic. This divine reason. The slave people who has never trained with iron or to challenge the veterans of modern soldier. But I'm talking about power that works wonder. But he needs faith. You see the irony of succumb to our reason. When you read the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 19. "So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland because they had chariots of iron." It does not mean that they cannot, they have never defeated people with chariots of iron, as we have read in the book of Joshua. But because they succumbed to their reason and their thoughts, they were unable to conquer the enemy at the lowland. I'm appealing to us tonight. In whatever circumstances of life that we find ourselves, we do not have to succumb to our passion and emotion. But we have to take into consideration the power of God. Once we just know that power is about work done with time, we have to remember the promises of God concerning our life. And we have to know that God does not work by human definitions. And it does not work because of human capability. But we need faith. Life is a battle. A man in the Bible too, in the book of 2 Chronicles, for my time, I will just rush it, chapter 14. That is to support my argument for the power of God that can only perform wonders. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse from verse 8. And Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah, who carried shield and spear, and from Benjamin 280,000 men who carried shield and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Dan and Sarah, the Ethiopian, came out against them with an army of million men and 300 chariots, and he came to Maresha. So Asa went against him, and they sat the troop in battle array in the valley of Zivahata on the Maresha. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, "Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are God. Do not let man prevail against you." So the Lord struck the Ethiopian before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gera. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army, and they carried away very much spoil. I read from verse 8 to 13. You can see the power of God. But we have to cry out and acknowledge our weaknesses, for this only power can work wonder in our lives. In conclusion, people can always be counted upon to act reasonably when they feel violated or otherwise taken advantage of. So if you are ever tempted to act in a way that another person may perceive as unfair, passion and emotion, not reason and logic in such situation, cry on to the Lord, and we will have victory. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on March 1st, 2015, on which the topic will be The Other Side of Nothing, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.